Vote Flux.
It's disruptive.
It's disruptive.
It's productive.
So productive.
It's something new for you and me.
You and me.
Upgrade democracy.
Yeah. This is the app company thinly this veiled as a political party.
This is the best company. This is the best. Because this party has no platforms.
No.
It's got none.
Well, democratic reform.
It's got one. Democratic reform.
It's mathematical.
Mathematical.
It's fantastical.
They're founded by two Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think the Bitcoin guy. They're from Perth, right?
Like, I presume. Well, they're running in.
They're running in WA. I keep hearing about Bitcoin specialists from Perth who want to change the way that we vote.
Yeah. So their whole idea is we let the Australian people vote for issues.
Yeah.
So
direct democracy.
Yeah, direct democracy. Everyone has an app on their phone, goes to the website.
Which VoteFlux would provide to the government, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
For a fee.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, they already have it there. You may as well use it.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, you are so real.
You go in, when Parliament sits, they all send out what everyone's going to be voting on, and then you scroll through it on your phone, you're like, oh yeah, yay, yes or no, basically, that's all. Swipe left, swipe right.
Yeah.
I like immigration, I hate Gonski, whatever.
Everything can be boiled down to a yes or no question.
Yeah, just yes or no, that's all they need. Flick left or flick right, and then that goes to the lower house, and presumably that's how people vote.
So wouldn't we just be replacing representatives with someone who just reads out votes from a computer?
That's the plan.
They're not really making decisions anymore. No. They're just sitting there, and then they put the question in, and then they're like, people from my electorate say no.
Yeah, well, that's all they want. Isn't that what democracy is meant to be about, Raph? Letting the people talk.
Not everything. It's when we have referendums.
It's not just that. It's more in depth than just yes or no.
Yeah.
If you're not knowledgeable on the subject.
Yeah.
If you can't be bothered voting.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't know how to, you can give your you can say that someone else can vote on your behalf, be it a trusted friend, a industry specialist, or even your sitting member, who's your representative is in there.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Also, you can trade votes with people. So, say for example,
two votes on something else.
Yeah, if they're voting on, like, I don't know, Sunday trading, and you're like, I don't care about Sunday trading. I'm a uni student. I don't have a job. You can give that away, and basically, in return, you can get political credit for another issue that you're passionate about, like deregulation of uni. Mm. So you get to vote twice on those subjects that you care about and not on subjects you don't care about. It's great. It's democracy at work, Raph.
Wow.
It's democracy at work. You can't...
Completely secure, of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course. They've got
like the blockchain and Bitcoin, right?
So yeah. They've got a good infrastructure going. I mean, who's going to hack into it?
Yeah.
It's fine. You can't...
I mean, I'm not even that concerned about people hacking into it, just misusing it.
What do you mean, misusing it?
Like, just giving away their vote for money.
You're not allowed to do that, Raph.
Yeah, but you could.
No, but you're not allowed to.
You could.
You trade it with other people for their votes.
What if you lose your login? What if they hack your account?
I mean, I'm sure they'll... I don't know. Everyone gets
a
number.
You leave your phone around and it's just like, oh, get your vote coming in. Ah, someone got hacked on VoteFlux, guys. Everyone made me look like I hate gay marriage.
Bitcoin, your very big deal.
No. But you probably have your voting history there. Maybe you can share it on Facebook.
Oh, maybe.
Jeremy just voted...
yes to animal cruelty.
Yeah. Oh, chuck that a like.
Yeah. Like. The more likes you get, if you get 100 likes, you can vote again.
Computer science.
This is science.
Because I went on the website, and I was like, I don't understand what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't understand. But they've got like a handy YouTube video.
Aye.
It's like, this is what VoteFlux is about.
Yeah.
So I started and it's like this cartoon drawing of like Parliament House.
Yeah.
And then it's just, it like just decays and becomes dilapidated and like falls in on itself and everything, and they're like, democracy is broken. Oh, and then they're like, vote flux comes in and like rebuilds it and everything. You're just like having cash in my hands. Of course, they're getting people in the Senate, so they're talking about how they're electing the senators to run, and they have to do different... They're saying this is the criteria if you're running for the Senate, you have to follow these values kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they're saying that basically, this is what they say, flux senators will need to vote against their own opinions regularly, which is fair enough. I believe one of the best ways to achieve this is by reading and appreciating David Dutch's...
Dutch's?
David, D-U-T-S-C-H.
Show me the word. Ah, yeah, I don't know. Your cryptocurrency!
This is reading and appreciating David Dusch's breathtaking, powerful work, The Beginning of Infinity. So they're given like a book recommendation. And then
reading list.
In a hyperlink, they've got like the book depository. And then next to it, they've also got PDF. And then, legality unknown.
What?
And it's just there on the party website. You're an algorithm! The person running is Rick Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I would go into his bio, but there's no point. Mm-hmm. Because he won't be helping in any way. Yeah. It will just be a conduit for vote flux.
For vote flux, yeah. Yeah, how does that...
Yeah, I'm curious!
A couple of the other ones also said, like, the Nick Xenophon team.
Yeah.
Get into...
They had, like, our senators will have these values. Sort of implying that they wouldn't know who their senators would be. Is it because, like, they would... You would apply to be a senator for that party. Maybe you ask the party.
Yeah.
When you register your name in the state. You're like, I'm, you know.
I got that feeling with the Vote Flux party was this is from a time. Like, they wrote this.
Yeah, they were.
A couple months back.
Yeah.
When they were looking for people. Basically.
Rise Up Australia Party. Rise up Australia, let's stand of one accord. Australia for Australians, the truth will be our sword. RUAP.
RUAP.
Yeah.
Have you heard their theme song?
No, actually.
I covered it extensively on my YouTube reviews last Senate.
Rise up,
Australia. We've come to show you how. I don't know.
Ah, sure. Rise up, Australia. It's time to take a stand and bring hope back to our nation. Rise up. Rise up, all across this land. Their tagline was, keep Australia Australian.
Good, I like it. Tautology, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Two candidates, Anthony Hardwick and Sheila Mundy.
Mundy.
Their policies were very succinctly outlined in the banner at the top of their page.
Okay.
Australian law, tick.
Yep.
Sharia law.
No.
Cross.
Good.
Free speech. Tick.
Good.
Political correctness. Cross.
No, wrong. Let's join hands across this mighty nation. Let's not leave it till it is too late. We're a nation rich with people from all over this world. We've embraced our ethnic cousins. They're our mates. Their policies are multi-ethnic with one culture. Climate change is bullshit.
I found a lot of that. A lot of the parties are... We're fine with multi-ethnicity.
Yeah.
As long as it's one culture.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I never came across that kind of mindset before. Yeah.
Well, they have an ethnic guy, and he's like star all over their page. Okay. Like, look at this ethnic guy we've got.
We're not racist. People from all nations are all welcome
to share in our own culture in our land.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same as Pauline Hanson's One Nation in a lot of those ways, but with less plans for like other policies or specific issues, just the Keep Australia Australian thing. Like, that's their single issue party of Keep Australia Australian.
It's a very broad issue, though. Yeah.
And a lot of the, you know, stuff that comes with that, like sovereign land ownership and keep Australian jobs and blah, blah, blah. One thing I did like is part of their economic policy was increased the GDP.
Oh.
Which...
good on them.
Yeah, good idea.
Good on them. Do they go into how they're going to do
that? That's part of the plan. But I like that it was a bullet point. It was there. Smart. Increase GDP. Yeah. Don't decrease.
No, that's silly. Some of the other... I mean, I don't know. Some of the other parties might.
It's our culture and our freedom that have brought you to our home. It's a culture and a freedom of our own.
Rise up, Australia.
So I don't have much else to say about Rise Up Australia.
Yeah, they are far right with a killer theme song.
Mm. Rise up, rise up, all across this land.
Anti-pedophile party.
Do you have a pen and paper?
I'm recording.
It's filepeter@hotmail.com.
File Peter. Why File Peter?
Well, File is my second name.
Oh, right, I see. Peter File.
Who's a paedophile?
No. His name is Peter File.
If you were against this party, you were for pedophilia.
Probably.
Yeah.
They changed their name this year.
Yes. Before it was the...
Australians Against Pedophiles.
Yeah, that's it. Australian Against Pedophiles. I guess there's that confusion of what against you're talking... like, are you, like, against them?
Like, leaning against
them. Yeah, kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to get rid of all that confusion.
His name is Pedophile.
Don't say it like that. It sounds like paedophile.
Oh, I cried.
JPEG artifacts.
No, like, they had, like, JPEGs. And I was like, you know, you get all the artifacts because it's been saved and, like, uploaded again. And it's like, just, like, fuzzy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think if they knew how to, they would have had, like, music playing in the background. And, like...
maybe a GIF.
Yeah, of, like, a dancing baby. Dancing baby and, like, a marquee going across the top.
Pedophile.
Pedophile.
Who's a pedophile?
No one...
Right, it just sounds like paedophile.
No, it doesn't.
They're similar to Darren Hinch's Justice Party. Tougher laws, easier prosecution, creation of the public sex offender register.
Yep.
I guess they're just more focused on pedophilia, but I guess in general laws as well. Yeah, so they're like Darren Hinch, but Darren Hinch light. They don't have Darren Hinch as their face.
Pedophile. Yeah, no, it does.
Pedophile.
It does. I suppose it does.
The person running, Tamar Moody. She's like worked with a lot of victims before, so she's got less experience. Yeah. Oh, they had a poll. They had a poll on their website. Do you believe child sex abuse sentencing should be aligned with the time it takes a victim to recover from abuse?
No,
that's what I put as well.
Yeah.
But yes, with 24 votes,
had
65% of the votes. No, 12, 32%. Not sure, had 1, 3%. But the thing with this poll was, it had an option to add other options.
Oh, God.
I know. And I was thinking, I was kind of like, oh, I could write something.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, someone else might. Not that we're saying you should.
We would never.
No, we would never.
We never recommend that you do anything. No. Never.
Just don't just sit there.
Shooters and fishers and farmers.
So fun! Lions and tigers and bears!
So fun!
Lions and tigers and bears!
So fun!
This year. Ooh. Farmers have got involved.
See, I mean, last Senate, they had the shooters party. And the
there were shooters and
there
fishers.
There were shooters and fishers.
Yeah.
But then they also had, I think there were three, which were pretty much the same as
well, there was
fishes.
The recreational enthusiast party.
But
yeah, they've kind of...
they've all consolidated into one.
Have, yeah. They've got two candidates, Andrew Skerritt and Ross Williamson. Yeah, their policies... on a broad way, some of the national party policies get in there. So they've got the telecom black hole thing.
Mm.
And, like, the economic policy... it's sort of like they went and looked at the national policy and like, yeah, we want all of the same of those stuff.
Yeah.
And...
and more.
And more. They want to repeal the 1996 gun ban.
Okay.
On the basis, and this is a bold claim, on the basis that it has failed to increase public safety.
Oh, do they have anything to back that up?
There was no referencing on the website.
Okay, but I'm sure to make such a claim, they would have...
Probably.
Evidence.
Put them up! Put them up! Which one of you wants to go first?
More fishing.
Okay.
Commercial and recreational. Oh yeah, more guns, obviously. Shooters. Yeah,
shooters, isn't it?
Very big on that. Sell the product, not the farm.
What does that mean?
So, like, keep Australian land ownership, but, like, also improve agricultural production and,
okay,
like, trade of that production. Support farmers.
Okay, yeah.
No foreign land ownership, that kind of thing. Mm. Sovereign energy self-sufficiency. So a lot of that protectionist stuff, keep everything in Australia.
Yeah.
We can be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
More mining. I think mining's a core part. Mm. But also responsible use of the land where appropriate.
Like, where appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, don't let it get in the way. But, like, you know, also preserve it.
Yeah.
It's a sort of just weird mixed thing where, you know, we exploit it when we want to and then...
but then help it sometimes.
But it's important to keep it.
Yeah, in, you don't want to ruin it. Yeah.
More outdoor recreation access, which I thought was interesting.
Like more parks, that kind of stuff? Or
yeah, apparently there's not enough places you can go camp. Their climate change policy was a bit unclear. It seemed to be they weren't saying that it wasn't happening.
Mm.
But they were saying that we didn't really need to do anything about it, even if we did.
Okay.
Even if it was happening, and we're not polluting that much anyway, and...
It's not on us to solve it.
They said they would oppose a carbon tax, so it seems like that's maybe just out of date. Kind of like the Nationals, but with, you know, more focus on...
outdoor recreation.
You know, being allowed to have a gun. If you live in the country, and you want to go hunting more, or go fishing more, or are concerned about your farm.
Shooters, fishers, and farmers.
Good for you.
It's good. I'm actually out of parties.
Oh, that's
because I skipped the Libs, but I can do the Libs now.
Yeah.
I'll go into the Liberals. Liberals currently have 6 people sitting.
Yeah.
Out of, I think there's 12.
Yeah, they have 6.
They've got half of the people in the WA Senate. In the Senate from WA, the Libs. And...
we built this city on...
jobs and growth. Jobs and growth.
Yeah.
They're all for jobs.
And growth. Innovation.
And growth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Corporate tax cuts.
Yep.
Got to grow the pie.
Grow the pie. So everyone... everyone... oh, I forgot to do that. Sorry, that was a message for me. Jobs and growth. Jobs and growth.
Right.
Jobs and growth.
I got 2 more.
How do you have 2 more? What did I miss?
I don't know. The Nick Xenophon team.
We're digging the dirt on Nick. We're digging the dirt on Nick. We're the party's dirt unit. We're digging the dirt on Nick.
Less of a political party, more of a loosely affiliated collection of independents. They've got 2 candidates in WA, Luke Bolton and Michael Bovell. The party's sort of... they've got what they call a core focus, because they don't really have policies, because they don't really have any lower house representatives yet. But their core focus for 2016 is predatory gambling.
Predatory gambling?
Yeah, they want to restrict it. They restrict gambling. I think gambling's bad.
In WA, though?
Well, I mean, this is Nick Xenophon's team's core principles. So,
yeah. You
can see, predatory gambling maybe not as relevant in WA, because we don't really have that.
Yeah, yeah. Over East, I can see that.
Yeah. Again, Nick Xenophon team doesn't really make sense.
Okay, it's just a collection of people.
It's a collection of independents.
The voters seem to like him, and that makes the big boys sick.
Australian made and Australian jobs and government and corporate accountability. They describe themselves to be like a Nick Xenophon team member. You got to be a centrist, effectively. So and like they consider themselves neutral? Like keeping the government accountable. Like they're pushing that, keep the bastards honest.
Thing. Okay.
The two, Luke Bolton, his biography didn't really indicate what he was about. There was a lot of fairness and opportunity was written on there. He's worked for Western Power, like maybe Water Corp or something like that.
Mm.
And then Michael Bovell, he's big on local manufacturing. So
the, just from the name, Nick Xenophon team, I don't know why, but in my mind that immediately...
NXT.
It sprung up like left, like a left-leaning...
No, they're just... They sort of have this platform of like average Joes and
fighting for the workers,
yeah,
working families,
and they're just gonna look at each issue as they come, and
okay.
It's not about left and right; it's about right and wrong.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Was that on their website?
It was on their website.
Oh, I was gonna say that's a good slogan.
And they also had that bit about to be a member of the Nick Xenophon team, you got to have these ideas,
values,
yeah,
and stuff.
So. It's a bit of a crapshoot with, I think, voting for any of the Nick Xenophon.
Just independents, really.
They just take them as other independents, but probably they're going to be a bit like Nick Xenophon. Then we've got Katter's Australian Party.
Oh, Katter.
There's an election on in Flinders, and I know who I will back. It's a hard-working man called Katter. Helps anyone on the track. From Kynuna to the towers, from Greenvale to the creek, you can all be very sure. Bob will work an 8-day week.
They've only got one candidate in WA, Susan Hodnott.
Hodnott.
Their policy platform is actually quite large and
yeah.
pretty comprehensive.
Oh.
And very long. Nothing was summarized.
Oh.
Everything.
It was just like...
It was, there would be like a title and then like the start of a sentence and then there was read more.
Yeah.
And then that linked you to like a 3-5 page PDF. Just text. And even in the text, it wasn't very succinct.
Oh,
I was like scrolling through and there's a lot of like... Just talk about values and principles.
Yeah.
And, so I'm not really clear what they're about. Judging from that... Bob Katter ad that I've seen where
he's shooting ALP liberals.
I think that they're pro guns.
Yeah.
That's not really on the website. Yeah.
I always found the Bob Katter party to be like more rural, like the national.
It's rural issues, but with a bit more of an independent vibe. I think Bob himself has a different platform to the other candidates as well.
Okay.
They're just sort of expected to be country, sensible, sort of. I mean, their candidate for WA lives in Como.
Okay.
Around the corner from here, like in the city.
Yeah.
It's not even a real country party. I don't understand Canada's Australian party.
I know, and I hope you know it too. I can assure you, Bob Katter Jr. will do the best for you. I know, and I hope you know it's true. I can assure you, Bob Katter Jr. will do the best for you.
They're pro-immigration, but pro-border protection.
Okay.
There's something about how we do need to act on climate change and do something about it, and maybe invest in renewable energies, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't also continue using cheap sources of energy while we've got them, and like because we've got all these natural resources. There was this thing about First Australians, about helping Indigenous people, and then, and it just kind of goes on. It's sort of
rambles
like,
around.
Like a progressive country party,
huh.
But without any specific details of what they would do.
Yeah, like a general vibe.
Yeah. But I guess you'd have to look up the individual candidates, and I looked up her bio, and she's...
Was it as rambling and as long and as...
She's got like 3 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she's a small business owner.
I'm one of your weapons. Never did I think anything else that we are going to be the government of Queensland.
Well, I mean, at a party brand level, they kind of are.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. It's not country specific. It's like they don't want foreign ownership, and they want like a strong Australian economy, and that they don't have. They haven't picked a side on every issue. They're
okay.
Sort of like there's merits to both sides.
Okay. They're on the fence.
They know what they don't want.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. We got hats.
And then the rest. I will not be told what to say. No, my man or machine, never,
you never, anyone to name. Independents. I didn't look into these at all.
I looked at them. There was 3 independents in the ungrouped, and then 2 in a category just said V.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
So those were the ones I think they didn't have any. They didn't have anything online.
Oh.
So maybe they're just not. They didn't even write independents as their party. So maybe they pulled out. Anyway, that was Peter Castian and Norm Ramsey. Don't know anything about them. They're ghosts. They say as for the other ones, Kai Jones. Kai Jones is for positive difference and positive change.
Oh, that's good. But not negative change?
No.
Doesn't like that?
No. Very anti that.
Okay.
Brief selection of policies. Big on ham radio. Amateur ham radio.
Ham radio.
Yeah, like you have a little, you know, radio RF and you talk on it and you tune yourself in. Oh, you got your
own, well, like pirate radio kind of stuff?
Yeah, but, you know, like truckers. Like, hey, what's going on? What's going on where you live? I guess the internet is not enough.
He says... his webpage isn't written very well. There's a sentence where he says, we bounce signals off the moon using a technique we call moon bounce.
Moon bounce.
Which doesn't tell you anything about it.
So I presume he has, like, he's big into the ham radio scene.
Yeah.
So I presume we could find his ham radio.
Yeah, frequency. Probably broadcasts in Perth somewhere.
I don't know, does he, is it more of a, because I don't know anything about this, is it like this is a program, or like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, how was your it's like an enthusiast thing, they do broadcasts and they talk to each other maybe, or...
Is it like Omegle?
Yeah.
Or is it like YouTube?
There's something in between.
Every child has a ham radio. Yeah.
He's bigger on open source software.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, like, what's his face? Rob. No. Charles. No. Ron Paul.
He wants more product labeling.
Should also say if there's GMOs in it. It's got a lot of specific issues. Yeah. One I particularly like was the Happy Policy, which is a policy of doing and running events that are humorous or fun. Just, you know, get more of a good vibe going. Have a good time.
If you're not happy, we'll deal with you.
Yeah, so Kai Jones, fun guy.
I like his happy policy.
Happy.
That's a good policy.
It just says happy under happy. Policies. Happy.
No, more like social kind of stuff. You know, like a clown juggling.
Yeah.
Just high into juggling.
Flash mobs. Yeah. Something like that.
Boom. That's amazing.
Next up was Julie Matheson.
Julie Matheson.
She's a local councillor for the city of Subiaco.
Okay.
And her website is a mix of the fact that she's running for the Senate, still a local councillor, and a bunch of other stuff. Nothing really about her federal platform. Lots of stuff about her being a councillor.
Okay. Look at my experience kind of stuff.
I guess. I don't know if you could be a member of a local council.
Yeah, would you have to give that up?
I'm sure. You have to go to separation of powers thing. Yeah. Something like that, right? Yeah.
If you sign up for her mailing list, you can win a chance to go see the Eagles, I think.
Oh, wow. I should do that. So many people you reckon are on her mailing list.
I don't know. Probably not very many. She doesn't have a policy platform on her website.
Not at all.
Just that you should vote for her.
I mean, that's a good platform.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Now listen. Then there's Stewie Paul. 2 L's.
Oh.
He just had a Facebook page. He's sort of just running as, I'm an independent from WA and I'll represent WA. He does a I don't know if it's weekly, but he does on his Facebook page some videos called Stew's News.
Oh, that's adorable.
Where he sort of just keeps you up to date.
With his life?
And how he's going with the being a senator.
I thought it was just like, oh yeah, went down to the shops.
Yeah. He's been endorsed by Mature WA a little bit. They like
Is Stew. He a mature?
No, he's independent. Man. Oh, he's older.
Yeah.
Not very old. Like middle-aged.
Good evening, guys, and welcome yet again to another edition of Stew's News. We're going to make it nice and quick, short, sharp, and sweet.
And then there's Gary Morris. He's got a lot of big ideas for an independent, I guess. Mm-hmm. He wants to get rid of free trade, get out of the TPP, bring back national sovereignty, a prosperity tax, which I
tax
didn't
the
really
rich.
Understand. No, it's sort of like you cut all the other taxes,
okay,
and then you tax... like cash withdrawals and money that gets sent overseas.
Okay.
And 50%, 45% of every transaction.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But you don't pay tax on anything else. I guess it's like the more stuff you're doing, the more
you
tax
buy,
you have to pay.
Well, then wouldn't you just not buy stuff?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess that's why he has to... like tax cash withdrawals so that people don't get around the transaction tax.
And I guess you just won't put money in the bank.
Anyway,
just hoard it.
Massive tax avoidance problems. And he wants to, another weird thing, this is just on his, it's hard to find his policies because it's in his Facebook feed.
Yeah.
No cash foreign aid. So we'll stop giving out money as foreign aid and only give away Australian produce.
Okay,
so
like
boost economic growth because... that'll create demand for the produce.
So, like, tidal wave happens in Indonesia.
Yeah.
We send over bananas.
Yeah. I guess.
There's lots and lots
ignoring
of bananas.
All of the logistical issues involved with actually sending real food.
Yeah.
Overseas.
We're helping! Yay!